and welcome to The Property Unleashed with me, your host, Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you all joining me here today. And today I am joined by a special guest. I have Danny Cowgill from Horizon Property Partners joining me yet again. Welcome to the show, Danny. It's great to have you back.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff, good stuff. So Daniel joined us on episode 171 of the podcast. So do feel free to go back and enjoy that episode. And that was April the 6th, 2023, where he was embarking on his rent-to-rent journey and building his rent-to-rent business. He managed to get two rent-to-rent deals in 90 days from joining the training program, and it has been an absolute pleasure to watch him go from strength to strength. So we're going to be doing a bit of an update in this one, aren't we? And hearing and seeing how he's been getting on. So do you want to sort of tell us where you're up to, Daniel?
So we started January last year, and from then the target was always one a month, which seemed like a bit of a mountain to climb after starting the process of marketing and viewings. We did two in the first 90 days, and that just grew from there. From the last podcast, we've gone from two to 17 properties to speak. So quite a big jump. We've got over 120 tenants. That's where we're up to, yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely brilliant, brilliant. And, of course, we're in 2024 now. So he was on about 2022 December, weren't we?
Yes, sorry.
I know, time flies. Time flies when you're having fun. So you've gone, you know, you've got two deals in the first 3 months, and now you're up to 17 properties, and you're now full-time obviously in the business. And how's that going for you?
Really good, yeah. So I kind of took the plunge and left my Monday to Friday job, because I worked 7 days a week whilst doing the training all through last year, probably October times. I left my Monday to Friday, so I was just doing the weekends, more for a bit of a reassurance with the cash flow in the business, and it was all going really well. So in December I took the plunge and did my last weekend shift on the railway. And yeah, so this is my first full month properly out of full-time work. It's really good. Paying myself a salary, got myself a car through the business, and making the business work for me financially. It's really good to be able to not have to work on the weekends, because I've always worked weekends, 60, 70 hours a week, and that's really good. More time with the family. It's been good.
So, I mean, when you first started and embarking on your own journey, did you ever suspect or expect to be sat where you are now?
Definitely not. No. I mean, from day one, you're like, wow, this is, I mean, if anybody watches the previous podcast, I've never, before I started this training, I knew nothing about property, rented. I always thought it was the old strategy, buy a house, rent it out, earn the difference between the rent and the mortgage, and but there's so many different strategies, and I never fathomed that we would be at this point in the business where we are. I mean, everybody I speak to is just like, wow, like how well we've done and how big the trajectory is, and we're scaling quicker and quicker every month. Every month has just seemed to be taking more and more deals on. So I'm really happy in where the business is and where the business is going. And from day one, you kind of question yourself, does this work? Is this thing, what's this rent to rent? Is it something that we could do? And then I could see how it could be very difficult for somebody to grasp that if they didn't get a deal quite quickly. So if you're talking 3-4 months in, you've not got a deal, you can kind of lose that bit of confidence that you're going to. But I think that helped in the beginning with us, just because we did get a couple quite quickly, and that gave us the confidence to grow. But regarding where we are today and where we was, we're miles apart. There's lots of work still to do, which we know we need to do. But yeah, I can see this being a really good year. I give myself a target of one property per month. We've done three in January already, and we've got two lined up for Feb with agreements signed, taking one in the middle of Feb. So technically we've done five in 1 month. I hope I don't do five every month, because I don't think I can handle it. But yeah, let's see where we go, yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing work. I mean, obviously, people that are out there that have started or are starting, they're obviously out there looking for their deals and things. Now, I know for a fact that you've been, particularly at the very beginning, I say this to everybody, you've got to be everywhere. You've got to be talking to everybody. You've got to be marketing. You've got to be hitting all the bases, haven't you? you know, you took five deals on this month. You've grown significantly over the last, you know, 12 months. So for yourself, looking at it, what have you been doing to, you know, help yourself get those deals and get those leads coming in?
So I've just not stopped. I stopped marketing about 6 months ago, I'll be honest with you, because we've got that many contacts because I was so full on at the beginning. And my partner probably hates me a little bit for this because I said, just give me 6 months, just give me 12 months. I was full on and I don't stop from morning till night. I don't live and do anything else. I'm not interested in anything else. The business, the property, that's what I want to do and that's all I talk about and that's all I want to talk about. That's a good thing now, probably might become a bad thing in the future, but just devoting your time. Like I said in a previous podcast, get up early, go to bed late. Don't go away that weekend. Don't go out that night. Do work on a business. If you really want to grow a successful business, any business, you need to devote the time. You need to learn everything. So it's a very much a learning curve. I say I'm still learning now, but the first 6 to 12 months, it's all new. Issuing tenancies, doing reference checks, people losing the keys. We've dealt with every kind of scenario that you could imagine in this first year. But we've overcome it and we've learned on the way. We've learned a lot on the way. Like I said, there's lots more to learn. But the fundamentals is the hard work. I am prepared to sit up on the laptop till 10 o'clock at night and watch my missus fall asleep on the couch, not watch any TV, not go out on that Friday night or not go to that meal on a Saturday. I'm prepared to do that. And I made that decision from day one. And if you just don't deviate from the plan, then you will succeed. Because like you say, Mike, you only fail if you stop trying. And we wasn't prepared to fail. So.
No, that's brilliant. I mean, it is. I think people have to just realize the level of passion and commitment that you have to put in can't wane, particularly in the beginning as well. These are going to be the hardest times. So you need to enjoy that sort of commitment and passion and realize it is going to take some work. And I do think, and I feel sometimes myself, that there's far too many people out there that are just trying to sell people on a dream, you know, get a couple of properties, go and rest and sit on the beach and don't worry about what's going on. Is your business and it's going to take blood, sweat and tears. And when I say that, a lot of people laugh, but it is blood, sweat and tears and plenty of tears sometimes, hopefully less blood, but it is going to be hard work. I was exactly the same, you know, as you, when I started out, I told the wife, sat down with the family and everything. I said, just give me 12 months, give it everything that I've got. I know for a fact that if I do give it 100%, I will build a successful business. And I commend myself. I commend you more to the point. Don't commend myself. I commend you for actually taking that action. And obviously, it's very nice that your partner and your family, I know you've got a very young family as well, have been able to support you like that and been able to give you the time to do so, because you start to reap the rewards from it all now. And it's truly enlightening. But it is getting out there, talking to people. You can't, I mean, I'll get your opinion on this as well. You can't build a business from behind a desk, can you?
No, definitely not, no. I mean, like we said before, Mike, My 9 to 5 is I'll do what I need to do physically. So I might need to go to properties. I might need to meet a boiler, an engineer, or whatever I need to do where I physically need to be there. I will do that in the daytime. And then my admin will start at night. That's something that we need to look at regarding systemizing the business and then taking people on. Well, that's my own thing. This is where you kind of have to draw the line, because I'm prepared to do that. I'm prepared to go and empty bins and change locks But realistically, you need to take a step back and go, well, that's not my job. My job's the director of this business. My job is to run the business, not to, like you say, be running around in the business. Yeah.
Well, no, definitely. But we've all got to, it's like a ladder. You know, at the beginning, you will wear all of the hats, but then now you've got to start yourself of looking at who you can start giving those hats to and bringing people on board, because it'll supercharge your results. It'll stop you from getting burnout, of course, as well. But it's just about it's giving the baby over, so to speak. Sometimes, you know, this is our baby and we always think we can do it better. We can do it cheaper. We can be more cost effective. And sometimes, you know, rather than telling somebody about how to do something, we just think, oh, get out of the way. Let me just do it. It's so much quicker. But obviously those systems that and those jobs that you have to repeat, you know, all the stuff that you're repeatedly doing every day, every day or all the time, we have to look at giving those to other people And it is hard to do. So, I mean, majority of last year, then you were still working and you were still growing, you know, your ever growing and expanding rent to rent business as well. So how did you find that? Because a lot of people that I speak to as well, obviously saying, can I do this while still working? And you're proof that you can. So how have you managed to, you know, fit everything in?
I don't know, to be honest. So it's difficult. It's difficult. I mean, you still, like I say, don't go to the meal. We still did things. Of course we did. But it's all about making the foundations right, isn't it? It's all about managing, being a good management company, because that's what you are. Essentially, you're managing properties. And if you get off on the right foot with tenants and new tenants, then you can find sometimes that, I mean, over 120 tenants and not one single empty room and not one late payment. Maybe I'm lucky, I don't know, but it kind of sometimes you can go for a week, 2 weeks without an issue, and then it can all go wrong in 1 week. But the managing your time is the main thing. Making sure that my diary is absolutely chocker, as I imagine yours is, but it's delegating and moving things around and making sure that if you do need a free time there, then you make the free time there. Because at the end of the day, we're not growing and running a business to just forever run and grow the business. You've got to have an end game. So I know that the time that we're putting in now and the amount of work that we're putting in now, it's going to pay off. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what's the point? Otherwise, I'm just an employee again, aren't I?
You have. You just built yourself a job. Rather than going out and getting a job, you've just built one for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's not what it's all about at all. That's good. And it's good advice as well. You know, you have got to commit to it. You also need to make sure that you do make time for the things that are important in your life, i.e. your family. You've got to make sure that, you know, the time that you do spend with them, and it's very difficult as well, and I've had to really learn this one, is to be able to switch off to the point of, I'm not going to look at the phone, I'm not going to do it, I am with my kids, I am with my partner, and give them sort of that dedicated time that you can give them when you're actually with them. And would you say you're good at that, or do you still get
probably easily distracted? Good at that. No. I always say to myself, if you're at work, be at work. If you're at the beach, be at the beach. But literally, I'll be eating my tea and someone will phone me, I'll answer it. It's not, I'm probably not the best at that, but I know where it needs to be.
So it's also, I mean, obviously you came on board, you did the rent-to-rent business builder with us and things. We've talked about that in the past, but it's great to see that you're still, you know, an active member in the community. I know for a fact that a lot of students there still, you know, speak to you, still have chats with you and things like that. How have you found everything going from there? Because obviously, initially we spoke about the training and the support and everything that it gave you to help you and stuff. And I always like to touch on this, but it's great to see that even, you know, after a year now, you're still a part of the community there. You're still helping people out. I saw Paul and JD the other day as well. They were talking about you at a networking event and things. Unfortunately, you weren't able to join us at that networking event. No. So how have you found that that's been helpful in supporting others?
I think the training's great because I imagine that and I hear and I see that a lot of trainers will just take your money. You'll get a load of content. And then that's your crack on. And then you'll end up going to another trainer and another trainer. But with this one, it really is. I've met some people from the group. We always have access to the group. That never ends. These people we will be working with in the future. We are helping. They're helping us. They're becoming friends. And it's been able, even now with the training and the modules, it's still referred back to it, to what I'm saying. It's still there. I can still see the work that I've done. I can still see the updates in the groups and the different levels that people are at throughout the different places in the journey that people are at throughout that are in the groups. And it's being able to access that and always having access to that, because we all help each other. There might be somebody who's day one and there might be someone who's 5 years in, but you never know everything, and everybody's always got something to learn from somebody else on the same journey. So just having access to that group is huge. Always having access to training is huge. Because even now, I'll go back to module one, to my goals. Oh, let me look at what my goals were from day one and see how different they are to now. Or I've got a different, you have a different view from running the business, doing the training, to having this many properties and this many tenants. My view of module two will now be different than what it was. I might interpret it different. So it's always, I paid the money for the course. Why would you just stop now? Just go back over it, because there's definitely something there that I've missed or something that I've not maybe interpreted in the right way. So that's the great thing. It doesn't end. The training doesn't end in 90 days. It should just be completed in 90 days, I think.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, the program itself, so to speak, is to get you up and running and out there talking to people and at least trying to get deals. Obviously, it is possible to get deals, but it might take you a bit longer or you might do a bit quicker. But it's good. Also, from my perspective, it's very nice to hear that, because you're exactly right. You've hit the nail on the head there. You'll watch something and you'll learn something and then you'll go away. Maybe you'll start putting it into practice. Maybe you go back to a module and you listen again and you see it from the perspective that I put it out there of actually being there and done it. And it's like, oh, I get what he's on about now. Yes. So I need to do this. I need to tweak that and stuff. So it is good. And I do think the more you watch things, I go back over trainings myself, really to get into the detail, because you have those aha moments when you start doing anything, and you miss moments as well, because you're just picking up on that new learning. You're letting that sort of sow that seed. And then you can go back there and it's just like, oh, that's quite enlightening. But it is great to see. I mean, the community thing, a part of it all, is a massive, massive thing for me. It always has been, making sure that everybody is in an environment. But to actually see the community, you know, supporting and helping each other as well in between all of what you guys are doing, is commendable to the community itself. It's the people that are in there. I mean, they're so nice that you know, everybody in there is so supportive of each other that it's from my perspective, to sit back, you know, the community sort of runs itself. If you like, I'm just there on the sideline, if I'm quite honest with you, because you're all helping each other out and giving each other pointers. And anybody I speak to about anything, they're like, oh, I spoke to Danny the other day, or I spoke to this the other day. And it's just great to see. It really, really is. So looking at the future, what are your sort of plans for the future? Because, you know, I've built rent-to-rent businesses. The point of that is to buy my own assets, is to get into developments, is to, and that's what we're doing now. So is to systemize those businesses so that they make the profits that I need. It also gives people jobs. But also the long-term game, obviously, normally is to control and buy the assets for ourselves, for legacy pieces and things. So what are your sort of targets outside of your rent-to-rent business?
So now this year we are focusing some time on purchasing properties, renovating properties, converting to HMOs. That's the end game. I mean, but in the back of my mind, the rent-to-rent was always going to be a stepping stone. But I don't think it's too much a part of me now. So I think, I mean, I'd like to do half as much as what I do now and somebody else do the other half. That's what I'd like to be at. And then focus my other half of the time. I start to enjoy my life a bit more and focus on the other side of the business. We want to, this year, set up a cleaning business, a maintenance business, and then we're going to be purchasing as well. We've just become a franchisee of Sourced also, so this is going to be huge for us. We have built teams, we've made so many connections that we've got all the pieces of the jigsaw. We just need to start putting them together this year. My plan again this year was an extra one rent-to-rent deal a month, but we've done five this month already, so I don't know if I need to focus more time. And we're not even, I wouldn't even say that we was looking for deals. We've done no marketing for months now. These are just our contacts that we've gathered throughout the last year. A lot of people you'll find will say, it's not a no, it's just not now kind of thing. And you think, oh, okay, that's just them being nice and thanks for meeting us, have a nice life. But they come back, they call you back, and it's just keeping in touch with people is a good thing as well. The main thing for me is to try and not work for the business, run the business. That's my goal this year, and to start purchasing properties. I mean, even listening to the podcast, Mark, I'll just get this in there. So even just listening to your podcast, listening to Simon's podcast for Property Magic, I listened to one of Simon's podcasts about purchase lease options, and we did a purchase lease option just from listening to that podcast. I knew nothing else about it. That's a 10 bedroom HMO. Cash flows is a really good amount of money every month. We've bought it for less than what it's worth. It's going to cost us nothing to complete. And that's just from listening to one podcast. So my thing always was, if I've got half an hour drive, I'm listening to half a podcast. Spending more time doing that, because the value in that hour or half an hour of that from that podcast has enabled us to have this asset, to do this deal, And that's long-term future. That's assets. That's going to be cash flow for a long, long time until we decide to sell. If we decide to sell, so if I could dedicate more time to the learning, to doing some more training, taking on some mentorship, really using that time constructively to grow the business, not use my time in the business, because I'm so stubborn sometimes. I'll go and change a lock. I'll go and empty a bin. There's people who we pay to do this. So I think it's more time management's a big thing this year and growing the business and purchasing, yeah, that's where we're at.
One thing I have to say that really helped me was COVID, because all of a sudden I went from here, there and everywhere, running around, building my business, 9 properties on the go, starting to try and systemize things, to being basically cut off. That I know we could still go out and stuff, but I had to start thinking. My wife said to me, just think now, you can't leave the house, which we weren't allowed to at one point, were we? You can't leave the house. You've got to run your business now from, you know, kitchen table. And it was just like, okay, so now if I cannot be, so what I would say to you as well is, if you became sick, and let's hope that doesn't happen or anything, but let's just say you were sick for a month, okay, and you couldn't get out of your bed, how would your business still function and operate? But you can make phone calls. You were good enough to be able to make phone calls.
Yeah, you can delegate a lot, but you've not got them systems and them structures in place. If I was incapacitated today, the business stops today. Yeah.
That's like you say. So, and I know you've just said it there. That's why your focus this year is on that. It's making sure that your business is sustainable and you can continue the growth. And sometimes it's not about being massive either. You know, we get all these opportunities coming for us. And sometimes we do feel that we've got to take all these opportunities. But I actually think you can actually grow from being a sustainable business that's profitable to actually taking on too much, thinking that you're going to get more profit and obviously more deals. More properties coming through doesn't always mean more profit. It means more overheads a lot of the time. So you can actually build something where you think, well, we can take on all of these different properties, all of these people, but then you actually find that you're losing money. Your business model all of a sudden hasn't become sustainable. So it really is about getting the cash flow in place, being able to see those sort of numbers and knowing your numbers to know where we need to get to. And I always plan it out to such that you have a sweet spot that you say, my maximum profits are here. If I have 3 or 4 people in the business here at this expenditures with the tax and everything, you know, VAT comes into play and all of those things at that level. And I think it was about 100, 150 tenants or something like that. At that level, it works really, really well. If we then took on any more, we would have to get it to 250 tenants for us to actually start breaking even, the same that we would have had with like 100, 150 tenants. So it really is getting those models to say to yourself, well, are we going to go for it? All guns blazing, happy days, or are we going to say 150 is enough? And then we can start focusing on purchasing the properties. We can start, on the developments or the other businesses that you want to grow and build. I also like the fact that your other businesses, you know, cleaning, maintenance, all in line, you know, they're going to slot straight into your portfolio, into your business. And it's quite easy to get that there. And of course, then you can disband it. You can advertise to other agencies, letting agencies, landlords and all of that as well, and grow those businesses. So that's really, really good. So how far down the line do you think you are with those?
Not very far. So the ideas are there. We've not got anywhere regarding how it's going to work, who's going to be running the businesses, how much we're going to be involved. I think I have to free up some time first. That's the main thing immediately. So we need to start systemizing employing, and then we need to start looking at other businesses. So we need to seriously sit down and start, because it's going to be a case of, we're going to need to start these businesses, or we're going to need to do the initial work. But it's going to be a case of maybe have to be some sort of shared ownership, where the other half of the business can be run by that person. So it's not just a case of taking on a business and running another business. It's about taking on the business and setting it up so that business can be run by somebody else. That's pretty much where we're up to with it.
So what I would say as well is also look at the people that you're using at the moment and see if any of those want you could buy into their operation, so to speak, or just joint venture with them. There's lots of different ways you can do it. So you don't have to do it from scratch, is what I'm trying to say. So you haven't got to think, all right, I need to start hiring people. I need to start doing this or start doing that. look at what's already existing, see if you can either buy it from them or invest into it, or maybe even just put a bit of time into it, because you've got the work, you've got the properties that you can say, well, initially you can take the portfolio on and we can help you grow the business. That's what we're looking to do, because there will be people out there that will like that idea. There will be people out there that haven't got a clue. Maybe they've started a business and they're so stuck in it and it's easily done that they can't see the wood from the tree, so to speak. And there'll also be some very narrow-minded people that'll say, well, I'm not doing that. But you're looking for the entrepreneurial types that you can help, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it's good. It's good. I mean, the future's bright. The future, I love it. It's all a game, isn't it? At the end of the day, there is a whole playing field out there that we can get stuck into. But just listening to what you've achieved, what you're doing, you've got your head screwed on. I'm mightily impressed. And it's always great to get you back onto the podcast as well and talk about these things and stuff. So what would you say your main challenges are at the moment then? Obviously, you've got a good scaled business, which we're talking about. You've got 17 odd properties on there. You've got a lot of tenants. What would you say at the moment, your key focuses are, or let's just put it another way. If somebody's, building a rent-to-rent business, what would be the three things that you would say to them potentially they need to make sure they get those in line to help them have a smoother sort of growth in their business?
Make sure you start looking at how you're going to employ from deal 2-3. I wish I'd have done this 9 months ago, sorry. How are you going to do that and start doing the costings around that? Time management is a big thing. Make sure you're giving yourself some time to do that. Because we spoke about before, Matt, didn't we? Like, for me now to show somebody what I do, to teach somebody what I do, is going to take a lot of time that I just don't have. But 6 months ago, I had more time. That's a big one, I'd say. Definitely keep an eye on the cash flow. And the one thing that I haven't done in the business yet is systemizing the profit and loss on each individual deal. So day one, we know it stacks, or it wouldn't have been a deal. But day 60, day 90, 6 months in, 12 months in, I couldn't tell you what property one was making because of the bills are paid and I see the bills and they look okay. The maintenance looks okay. The cleaning bill looks okay. But actual physical numbers for each property, because you can end up losing on some properties more than what you think, but you can end up making them more. So this is all about learning how to make them more efficient. Maybe you need to put some heating controls in there. Maybe the cleaner doesn't need to go around as much. Maybe we've not spent any maintenance on the property this year. Let's spend some money, because year one maintenance might not be a big problem. But when you get to year two, year three, or when you get towards the back end of the agreement time, that little bit of maintenance, if it's not done throughout that time, can become a big issue in year four, and it can become very costly. Preventative maintenance is a big one as well. Putting some drain on blocker down the drains every few months or every 6 months, a couple of quid, it's save your leak, save your burst pipe.
No, that's good. You must have missed the module then when I told you to start putting processes in. It's easier said than done when you're in the trenches, so to speak, when you're in the business as well. We were talking about this beforehand. You just get, so to speak, just get out of the way. Let me get on with it. I can do it so efficiently, so quickly. And it is an easy trap to get into. But we all get to a certain point, and it's normally later than we'd actually really want it to be, when we can start systemizing, we can start pulling in support or employing people and things like that. And again, that's scary when you're doing it as well, because you've just started making money, you're giving yourself a wage, you've got your car through the business and stuff like that as well. All of a sudden, then you're thinking, well, if I take somebody on, I've got to start paying somebody else. And that's normally when we're not looking far enough ahead. So we've got to be thinking, three or four or even five moves ahead and thinking to ourselves, right here, right now, it might cut my profits down and I'm getting quite used to those profits. But listen, in 6 months, in 12 months' time, if I can do this one property a month, which you're saying, where are we going to be at the end of those 12 months? We'll start to have some people on board in the business, which will help the growth. But if we look at the profits, and that's where if you get your profits and your cash flow sorted, your profit and losses, you'll be able to forecast then what you're going to be making and how, of course, you can start employing people in there. Because at the moment, if you haven't got that, it's all numbers. It's just numbers. It doesn't mean anything. Whereas if you can actually see what your profit and loss is on your properties, then you can forecast out 12 months to say, right, if we do one property each and every month, at the end of 12 months, we're going to be making this, or we should be making in this ballpark figure. And the wages that we pay now that we're scared of, maybe it's a virtual assistant or whatever, you won't be. In 12 months' time, you'll look at the 12 months' time, you'll say to yourself, bloody hell, I can afford to have 10 VAs. It won't matter. And that's where you say to yourself, and it gives you a bit more comfort in your mind to say, I tell you what, I need to do this now then. Let's do this now. Let's get somebody in. Let's start this. Because if we do get another 12 properties on top, I'm not going to be able to survive anyway, because I won't be able to cope with everything, and I'll stress myself out and burn myself out, and then I'm no good to anybody. So I would say definitely get your numbers sorted first. And then, of course, then you will see the future. You'll see what profits and losses you're going to be making. And you'll think to yourself, absolute no-brainer to get somebody involved now.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I'd have not missed that module. I wish I'd have done it 6 months ago. So if you are at that point where you've got 2-3 deals and you're 6 months in, or if you've just got 2-3 deals and you've not done that yet, I would definitely say do that, because that's probably one of my little regrets that we've not done that, because now it's more of a task.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, I always say, at the end of the day, 5 properties or below is all you. Can be good. You know what I mean? In fact, you can get 5 properties. You'll notice yourself. You can get 5 properties and relatively manage those in your spare time quite easily, and have good profit coming through. It'll give you, in most cases, depending on what you're earning, that will give you enough money to be able to pay yourself to do everything and be at landlord level, I would say. So you will be a landlord in your own right. I think once you start getting like a couple of handfuls of properties, that's where then you need to be taking that next step up to director level. Maybe not out of the business, but you're there at a higher level, but you're letting a lot of the day-to-day tasks being done. And then anything after that is where you can sort of go up to, you know, CEO level. You're sort of up there. Then you're not going to have so much time to do all of the running around and things. And your time's better spent bringing on new properties, talking to landlords and things, and letting a day-to-day being run. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of the concerns of one of the clients that we work with is the how quickly a business can scale. So from 0 to 17 in 12 months is really commendable. I understand that it's a really good achievement, but it's also risky for some people, because if you don't get those systems in place and you make a few mistakes along the way, that can quickly tipple over at that point. And yeah, there's definitely a turning point there, isn't there, that where it could go wrong. And this is again, that plays on my anxiety, and I'm on the laptop, I'm running the numbers, and the beginning of the month, we have so many bills to go out, but I know we're covered because I check it 3 times a week. But if you've got the systems in place, that'll be checked automatically for you. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, my friend, because I like you. I will email you across a simple cash flow spreadsheet that's already set up. You can put your properties into that, and then you can put down the rents that you're getting, the utility costs and everything. It's not as in depth as you maybe want through accountants, but it'll start to give you a high level on each of the properties for you, just to get a handle on things, and you can start to see what's going on, if that's all right.
Ah, brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, I'll do that tonight.
Yeah. No worries. That's good stuff. So I always say the same question to everybody else who particularly are on the show and stuff. If somebody was looking at getting into rent to rent, getting on and doing the HMO strategy, was looking at potentially joining the rent to rent business builder, what would you say to them?
Do it if you're willing to commit the time and put the work in. Don't do it thinking it's going to be easy, quick cash, get rich quick, because that's not how it is. If you're happy in your life and you're happy with what you're earning and you're happy, that's you, then don't do it, because you're just going to give yourself more of a work, and it's a different path than what you're on now. But if you're willing to put the time in and the graft in, I'd say just go for it.
And have you ever regretted it?
No, not once. It's changed my life, Mike. I don't have to work outside. I don't have to work long shifts. I can take tomorrow off if I want. I can go away this weekend if I want to. It would be a bit difficult with delegation, just because I've not followed that part of the process, but I could do it, and it gives me flexibility to in my life. It gives me more cash. It gives me a future, because I'm no longer an employee, no longer earning somebody else money. I'm earning myself money. And that is a big thing.
Well, you're your own boss at the end of the day, which is really, really nice, isn't it? But also, you have grown very quickly. So don't give yourself a hard time over it. I know I've been laughing and joking and things like that, but your growth has been very, very quick. So, you know, people that are listening to this at the moment, it's not a case that he's, you know, Danny's resting on his laurels or anything. He has grown a business very, very quickly. And sometimes that can catch us unawares. You know, we're not going to turn away five properties in a month. You know, a lot of people would be too scared to take that on. They'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They'd almost talk themselves out of it. Do you know what I mean? If that deal was there, but you've took the bull by the horns, got out there and got stuck in. Now, the thing is just putting the pieces in place, putting the parts in the right places so that your business can be, you know, sustainable over the long term, which it is sustainable at the moment. But if it continues to grow is what we're talking about, then it can start to become a hassle. And the only thing I don't want to see is, obviously, as I've said before, is somebody like your good self who's keen, is eager, he's getting stuck in. But it, like you, we spoke about and touched on at the beginning when you said you don't want to get burnout. You don't want to burn yourself out or anything like that, because you're no good to anybody then, are you? But your growth has been brilliant. I take my hat off to you. And I'm super, super proud, you know, to have been a small little part. You put the work in. But, you know, we give you a bit of the knowledge, bit of the support, bit of the education and everything. But you've been 100% on it. You put the effort in. You put the work in. And you're starting to reap the rewards from it. And I take my hat off to you. If I had a hat on. I think it's absolutely amazing. So well done on that.
Thank you. Cheers. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So I always like to ask a few questions. You'll have had these questions before, but that was almost 12 months ago. So that you, there should be a different answer now because you'll be on to new things and looking at new things. You all right with that?
Yeah, let's go.
Cool. So what's the best advice you've been given?
Trust the process. It's the same as last time, Mark. It won't get better than that. You just have to trust the process. Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you could sit down and have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would you like to sit down and have dinner with?
Now, this has changed slightly because I live and breathe property and listen to all the podcasts, read all the books. Nothing else would really interest me apart from family. So you, I'd say sit down with you. Dan Hill and Simon Zutzer would be a good team, Mark, yeah.
That'd be a good table, that. I nearly had that table the other day, actually. But you weren't there. That was the only thing. All right, cool. Okay, nice. Offer accepted. I'll be over soon. Where are we going?
Somewhere
nice. Nice. Do you have a top three podcast or three podcasts that you're drawn to a lot? I know you touched on a few already.
Yeah, so it's going to be yours, Mark. I regularly listen to yours. I've got it as a notification. It pings up every time there's a new one. Simon's and Dan Hill's, yeah. They're my main three. I don't really listen to anything else, really. I don't even have the radio on, and yeah, it's just if I'm on the go, the podcast is on.
I'll take that all day long. There's no right or wrong answers to any of these. And lastly, a top three books.
So surprisingly, Simon's Property Magic, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the same as last time, Mike, Go for now.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, cool. Have you read any new books recently or not had time?
No. My time is, if I'm sat down, I'm on the laptop. Again, something we need to look at. But if I'm sat down, I'm on the laptop. If I'm on the go and listen to podcasts.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. As you say, getting the education as you're going along. So that's marvellous. So do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to finish with before we wrap this one up?
I think more so for anybody, not even new people starting. I mean, we've touched on that already. What I think, if you're new, just go for it, but be willing to put the graft in. But more so for somebody who's maybe, there's probably more people that have started the journey and not bagged themselves a few deals than there is new people that want to start, in my opinion. So if you are a couple of months in, 1 month in, keep going on, keep cracking. Give it some more time. And if you're not willing to give it all, put a few quid into marketing, spend the extra time in the evenings and the weekends doing it, then just stop, because you're just wasting your time. You need to commit yourself to it. But believe that if you do continue, you will grow. And once you get your first rent-to-rent deal, you'll be so happy that it's... And then you'll think you're a bit of a fraud and it was a bit of luck, and then you'll get your second. And then the more and more that you get, the more confident that you get that you're creating this business, you're creating this cash flow that wasn't there before, and you're securing a better future for yourself and your family. So I'd say more so for somebody who started a journey who's not maybe been successful in getting deals, if I can help, if Matt can help, if I'm sure if you just reach out to other people who have, then they'll be more than happy to help. But just keep plugging along and keep going at it. Get out there, networking, marketing, and yeah, that's brilliant. My advice. Yeah.
Well, and exactly right. You've got to want to do it, but it's not a unicorn strategy. You know, this strategy isn't rocket science. It's not brain surgery. It's nothing like that. It's simple processes and steps put in place. But for me, the main thing about this strategy is you've got to deliver on your promises. So if you say you can deliver a service, now, whether or not you've done that service before, doesn't matter. You put yourself in the right environment, you know the right steps to take, and then you deliver on a service that you say you're going to do, you can build a successful rent-to-rent business. And can I just ask you, Danny, because a lot of people say to me, how much money do you think you need to start a rent-to-rent business? And in your opinion now, growing and building the business that you have, how much money have you needed?
I'd say about 4K. We earned that back in 2 months.
There you go. And what was the 4K basically for?
That was for everything from setting up the business to getting the insurances, to buying the laptop, to buying the software on the laptop, to the marketing, the initial marketing, business cards, all the basic things that you will need in the first 60 days. Getting an accountant to set up the limited company, that was a big thing. Getting a business account, that was everything. And to be fair, maybe less than $4,000, but absolute tops $4,000. And if you do it right and commit yourself, you can earn it back quite quickly. The best investment I ever made anyway.
Well, that's it. That's what it's all about there. I know, start a business that can earn over six figures for $4,000. Whew, well, I'd take that every day of the week.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Well, once again, thank you for coming back on, my friend. It's always a pleasure. And I would love to get you back on in another 12 months as well to see how you're progressing and what you're up to, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Good stuff. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's always a pleasure to bring these to you all. Listen, if you want to get started in something, you can do. We have some great free tools and resources at thepropertyunleashed.com. So please feel free to go and check that out. If you do need any help, as Danny says, you're more than free to reach out to Danny. You can reach out to me. We'll point you in the right direction and help you any which way that we can. So all that leaves me to say is make sure you have that vision. Make sure it's a passion and it drives you forward. Break it down into bite-sized chunks, but just start taking action on it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to like it, subscribe, and share it with anybody who you think might enjoy it. And come and join me in the next episode very soon. You all take care, and bye for now.